Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Earlier today, I said that I was going to add a little bit more detailed future of AR type podcast. That's what this is. A little bit of what augmented reality will do, where it's going to kind of fit, and some of the things that we can consider. First of all, a huge shout out to one of my favorite AR companies, and that being Astro Reality. I'm a huge astronomy buff, love looking at Earth and space, huge fan of NASA and everything that they've done, as well as the European Space Agency and all the things that they've done as well. So it's, you know, not just a U.S.-based thing. I'm a huge fan of the reality of space. Astro Reality has created a series of models, solar systems, printable poster kits, as well as notebooks that you can use. And basically, with your cell phone, you can interact with the Astro Reality kits. There is one that I love particularly called the Footprint on the Moon, and that is basically a recreation of the footprint that Neil Armstrong left on the moon in the dust from the first step onto the planet, or the moon. And then you hear Neil Armstrong's voice. Then you can interact with the moon and the lunar map, and you can hear Walter Cronkite, and you can hear the mission, the Apollo mission as they come in. You know, the Eagle has landed, and all of those other components. But Astro Reality is only one implementation of AR that we have to consider. There are many others. In the security world, more and more people are beginning to look at AR as ways that certain things can be avoided, certain things can be used. But in particular, in the manufacturing world, AR using the Microsoft HoloLens or other devices, the Google Glass, etc., the AR world can actually benefit those toolkit users because as they go and they read the QR code, they can see how a part is supposed to look. They can see what an engine is supposed to look like if you're building an aircraft engine, or what a washing machine is supposed to look like, or where a part is supposed to go, or how a part is supposed to look, and all of those other component pieces too. Increase the knowledge of the repair person while at the same time reducing the load of training required before you put them out in the field. You can do, just understanding what's out there and then, you know, give them AR support toolkits, even a book of AR toolkits. The Astro Reality folks have created books that have embedded AR capabilities, and then blank pages to take notes. You can carry it around with you and use it as a notebook, but at the same time, you know, you're carrying a very cool and very interesting augmented reality solution with you. The other side of augmented reality is the Oculus Go, which is a toolkit that lets you move into the VR space, but it also, you know, allows you to do some AR-type activities, less so than the HoloLens does, and much less so than your phone interacting with Astro Reality. But as you look at this, I mean, there are some things that I see. For example, I've had the misfortune of having horrible docents lead me through museums in the past, probably more bad docents than good docents over the years, but when you do find a good docent, you can record everything they say and embed that into an AR sticker. That way the person can literally have the good docent every time. They simply go to the exhibit and they play the AR tape or the AR QR code, and they hear the good docent explaining what the exhibit is. It allows you to reduce the cost of museum exhibits. The same is true for public libraries. The same is true for virtually any facility that currently has an extensive number of people that have to be there. You can reduce the number of people there, thereby reduce the cost, and ultimately have a more efficient and effective system. I would argue still that libraries as they exist today probably won't exist in 20 years because they're superfluous, unless they're completely powered by solar energy and using reusable water and really providing, you know, an ultimate public service. They're really not as effective now as they were 50 years ago. Anyway, you've reached my podcast, a little bit more about AR. Thank you for listening. My name's Scott Anderson. Have a great day.